I want to talk about your open door. Okay, South Node on the Moon. I have a feeling also that you already know about this. I mean, it sounds like you do, in the sense of me asking you about it and your dad already telling you. I'm going to just read to you what it says in my book. Moon South Node. I'm going to read the negative tendencies first. Ready? Depressed. Did not receive enough nurturing from mother. Undernourished. Sensitive. Lonely. Isolated. Psychically oversensitive. Easily controlled. Impressionable. Timid. Fearful. Emotional troubles. Unstable. Unhappy. Light sensitive. Tormented by memories or past life recall, if you believe in that. Positive. And here is where, like, I've known several South Node on the Moon people very well. My mother was one. One of my best friends is one. This is like all of those negative tendencies are certainly true, but like, get into the positive, okay? Sensitive, kind, charitable, devoted, sweet, unselfish, poetic, musical, spiritually inclined, compassionate, generous, empathetic, and sublime. So, you know, take or leave whatever you want from those lists. Basically, the point of them is to just have every possible manifestation in the list so that you can kind of see which ones apply. I can tell you, though, I kind of got that feeling, like, when we were at Wising, I was like, something about Leah is like, she's like, you know, she's got a foot into the other dimension, and I wasn't sure what it would be. When I saw the chart, though, and I saw the South Node on the Moon, in the first house, no doubt, I was like, oh, that's why. And this is what I was saying in the email. It's like, yeah, it can make you psychically fragile in this reality, and that's definitely something I've seen for folks who have this, is that it's hard for them to be in this reality. It's, like, hard for them. It's painful. Like, they have, like, my dear friend who has it, she describes herself as being a lightning rod for other people's pain. That is absolutely true. And I can tell you that it's the sort of thing that in this reality is not really an asset. But in the other place, 12th house kind of a place, right? Like a spiritual place, an imaginative place, a dream place, a sleep place, something else. Somewhere else, mystical land, it's absolutely an asset. Here's what I would suggest you do, though. Find a way to close the door when you want to. This is very important. Sounds easier to say, I'm sure, than it is to do, but I can give you some tips. I don't have a South Node on the Moon, but I do have a similar-ish kind of thing. I have a South Node on my Rising conjunction, which is also known as like an open door. I also have a Moon in the 8th, which is a very, it's not lightning rod for other people's pain, but it's more like, I wouldn't call it a lightning rod, I would call it like a phone that is just always ringing with other people's pain. It's like, and I can choose to pick it up or not. That's, I think, the thing to kind of try to do. Here's how you can do it. One is wear very protective, stones for a time. You don't have to, like, drape yourself in black tourmaline every day forever, but wouldn't hurt to carry something in your pocket or wear around your neck that is dark, black, impenetrable. You do not ever want to wear labradorite. It's dark, but it is like that's just like an open door that you're carrying around in a stone. It's basically like you want to do protection magic. Wearing white, is not recommended. I mean, you can only after you've learned how to close your door, I would say. The reason for that, like, I don't know if you know in Santeria, if people are being initiated into Santeria to be priests or priestesses, they have to wear all white for a year, and they cannot handle money or touch people. And the idea is that it's like you're purifying yourself and kind of entering into this like pure kind of spiritual place or state. But there's a reason why they wear white. White is, you know, white itself is like an open door. Obviously, in the Eastern traditions, it's the color of death. This is why I wear black, actually. I mean, I like it aesthetically, and I'm a goth, but I also wear it because because it's a protection thing. It's like, no, you can't come in unless I ask you to, or unless I choose to let you in. Spiritually, I'm talking. I mean, it works for people, like, in human form, too, but I mean, in terms of spirits, it's like what you want to close the door on is experiences or forces that you can't see, but you can absolutely feel, and you want to be in control of when you let them in or not. So dark, you know, crystals or stones, guardian kind of protection. You know, this is also why Saturn is good for you. I think he's the guardian. His color is black. Other things that you can do are find some kind of protection prayer or mantra that you can say. I don't know. I mean, you said like your spirituality is mainly through sleep. Here you said there are some nice traditions like each choosing a song to share with each other when we hang out as a family. I would ask maybe if there's a song you could sing when you need protection. There are all kinds of magical things you can do. If you don't want to do that, you could just have a song that kind of indicates that you're not, your door is not open. And then you could just sing it. You could say the Hail Mary prayer or whatever, like any kind of protection mantra or prayer. But the real kind of like thing here, like, I mean, and it's just sort of amplified by like even an order of magnitude because you have a Jupiter in the 12th, exalted. Jupiter in the 12th also super spiritual, like, but not in a witch way. Like I was looking at your chart and it's not necessarily like you're a witch. It's more like you're a, like, I want to say an oracle. Because there are messages that will come through this chart that are different than witchy stuff. I mean, you can certainly be a witch, definitely. But I mean, normally when I look in a chart for spiritual stuff, like I was asking you about your spirituality, I'm looking for what your assets are, like what you could get helping you out or supporting you on a spiritual level and having Jupiter in the 12th house. I mean, just Google that. It's such a abundant and generous place for spiritual energy. Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, the thing here that is the case is that you have this and there's no way of getting rid of it, right? Like, it's not like the open door thing or the tendency to be porous or the psychic fragility in this realm and the psychic kind of like generosity in the other realm. It's not like these are going to go away. The challenge or the task is to learn how to control them so that you're in control of them. Because this is what happens when you have this kind of stuff. It's like the ancestors or whoever the fuck is in the room will use it. And I kind of like to tell people who have things like what you have, if you want to call it psychic or medium or whatever, you can. But it's sort of like, it's not that you're particularly special. I mean, you are, but they're just talking to you because you can hear them, right? Like, that's the thing to remember, is that it's like some people, like, they're like, oh, I got this message in a dream, or a spirit visited me and they gave me a message. I must be so important. I must do something with it. And I'm like, no, actually, the only reason you got it is because you can hear it. Like, they're trying to give their messages and talk and communicate to anything and anyone that will listen. And so the kind of skill you want to develop is choosing when to listen and if you even want to. And once you can start to really become, you know, be in command of that, then it can start to be a gift. Then you can ask them for things. You can say, hey, I want to know, you know, please, you know, communicate with me. And then they will. But you can't really do that until you show them who's boss, sort of thing. Like other witches that I know, you know, we always talk about this, like, oh God, and then the ancestors wanted this thing from me and that thing, and I finally had to tell them to, like, you know, cool it, because I got my own life to live. Like, it's sort of like that. So you would want to learn how to close your door. There may be some sleep rituals, some pre-sleep rituals you can do. It can be something very simple. It can just be something where you just say out loud, nothing that wishes me ill will is allowed here. And that's it. It can be that you call on someone in your ancestry to help protect you. I mean, to give you kind of an idea, like whenever I do these things with clients where I read their chart, like right now I'm not just doing this in a room. You know, like I am prayed the fuck up and my grandmother is with me and my mother is with me and they are like protecting me against whatever it is you might have. Not to say that you have anything bad, but it's just like, I don't just look at your chart and enter into this sort of spiritual relationship with you without any kind of protection or grounding on my side. Does that make sense? Like, the reason why I'm like able to look at this chart is because I'm protected and because I can close my door when I want to. So it's the sort of thing where it's like a great gift that you definitely have, and I think that you already know that. But learning how to control it and to be in command of it and to choose when you use it and when you want it to not happen, that is the task.